We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Why did you tell me to wear a Canadiens jersey?
I didn't. I'm not sure why you're wearing Canadiens, but I'm glad you're wearing red.
Oh, you said wear something red?
I did.
I think you said wear the only red thing you have.
I'm pretty sure I said...
Because the other thing, they cannot see if I'm wearing it.
Are you wearing it?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not actually Valentine's Day. And you didn't hit 10 million followers on TikTok, so you're going to have to wait.
That's too bad for me.
Yes, too bad for
so
you.
Too bad for me.
Yeah, it makes me feel really sexy inside when you say it like that. I just can't wait. With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. Even your drink is red.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You're like really
ready to go. It's a protein
shake.
It's a protein shake. You want a Starburst?
No, thanks.
Got you something. It's red.
I told you to wear something.
I brought
red.
All the red
I
stuff.
I didn't tell
we
you
have.
To bring all every single red thing we have in
like
the
my
house.
Glasses.
Are they red? Can anyone see them? Does your emoji show you wearing
these? Having an allergic reaction to this. He looks like he's gonna puke.
I don't think he likes that look. Extra.
Doesn't like that look. Okay. Oh wow.
I bet I look super sexy right now.
You look confused.
I feel confused.
You look like you're wearing something that Madonna wore for Valentine's Day, but she didn't
wear it on
her face. Yeah.
She had them a little south of this.
Yes.
All right.
On her neck.
Welcome, everyone.
They welcome. Point around. Tell them to subscribe. They don't listen to you.
I know nobody listens to me, but if you feel compelled to listen to me this week, hit that subscribe button and join us every Tuesday. We have new.
Do the ding ding. You could turn on the ding ding.
Yeah, you could turn on the ding dings so that you get a notification every time there's a new episode. We have new episodes every Tuesday.
What's today's episode?
Back with another episode. Today is.
Why do you say that every week? Obviously, we're back. We're sitting here. They're listening. I'm so confused every time you say we're back with another episode.
I'm just stating the obvious.
Yes, correct.
Same way that I ask them to subscribe every single week. Some people like that
slow-moving train.
No. They like knowing what's coming.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell them what's coming.
Like, subscribe. I came back for another episode.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to hear him interrupt me.
Wake me up when it's time to start the new episode.
It's a time.
Okay, let's do it. What's today's episode about?
So today is the last episode before Valentine's Day. So I invited a special guest into our studio. Drum roll, please. It's Lauren! Yay! So Lauren is here because she devised a game for us. We're playing the relationship game. How well do you know my partner?
I don't know Cody at all. I've been waiting to meet the guy, but I don't know.
How well do you
How
know
am I supposed
your
to know?
Partner?
Oh, my partner. I thought I have to guess about Lauren's partner.
No. How well do you know your partner?
I know his name. That's it.
Okay. So, the rules of the game. Lauren's going to ask a question.
Okay.
You can choose to write the answer on
this.
I
just shout it out.
Okay, you can shout it out or you can write it on the board.
I'm shocked you're using permanent markers and all on your new sofa.
It's a dry erase.
Put it on. Just sign your name on the couch. Let's see how quickly it dries and erases out.
No chance. You can stop to tell a story. This is for our listeners to get to know us a little better, for me to see how well you know me.
I don't know you that well.
I mean, we've been together a long enough time that you should know me.
Yeah, but I don't
know
a lot of these things. I know already. She tricks me with these questions.
Are you already trying to save, like, whatever face?
Well, I'm not saving anything. I'm telling you for sure I'm getting some
stuff
wrong.
You better know me well.
Why?
We've been together a long time.
If I knew you that well, it'd be boring. Okay. That's why there's some things I don't want to know. Keeps it exciting that way.
Okay, sure.
Let me just interject. How long have you been married?
Like, I don't know, a few months. 6-7 months.
6-7 months?
Yeah.
With two kids?
This time.
With two kids?
Two kids. The oldest one is 14.
Yeah.
So 12 years. That's why her family doesn't talk to her anymore. She's doing naughty things out of wedlock.
Do you know how long we've been married?
No. Oh. Put in the comments your guesses. This is called engagement teasing.
Okay. Where's the first real question?
Okay.
Okay. What is Sheena's biggest pet peeve?
Do you even know? Indecision. Go. Right. Try to pick one of the top three.
Okay.
I just read what she wrote.
Don't read.
Wandering in the garden without shoes. But I don't think that's accurate. She does that all the time. What is her biggest pet peeve?
Yeah.
Do you have a big pet peeve?
Yeah.
People on their cell phones.
Ooh, that's a good one.
When they're like, oh, let me just quickly check this, or oh, I have an email, or something's happening. Excessive cell phone use.
Excessive cell phone use, yeah. That's a good one. That's a close second.
This is, are you want to change your answer?
No, I don't.
Okay, what is it? Let's see.
When people tell me what to do.
When people tell you what to do, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big pet peeve.
Okay, put that away. Next question.
It's telling me what to do.
Okay, Sheena, what is Trid's least favorite food?
Least favorite?
Least favorite food. Okay, I have an answer.
Can I give a few? Are you going to just give one?
I have one in mind. I'm sure you know others that I don't like.
Okay.
But I have one in mind. Peas. That is correct. Like you, that's a number two.
Oh, it's a
number.
Okay,
still
wait.
Eat that.
Wait.
Yeah, you got it. Anything with lemongrass.
He hates lemongrass.
I hate lemongrass because I was tortured with lemongrass by either my mother or my mother-in-law. I can't remember which one
Your
did it.
Your mother-in-law.
They put lemongrass in everything one week.
No.
It's like they were running out of lemongrass and Sheena was traveling and they were staying here. So I had lemongrass with bagels, lemongrass curry, lemongrass and rice, lemongrass and lemons, lemongrass and grass, lemongrass smoothie, lemongrass milkshake, lemongrass.
I'll tell you what happened. It's because
lemongrass and peas and mushroom sandwiches.
It's because my mom thought
loves
it was
lemongrass.
Actually, no, it was lime leaves, but you always say
I don't
it's
know.
Lemongrass.
I don't, I hate them all.
I knew that it was this that you were thinking
if
of,
you're
but it's
mixing
actually
citrus
lime leaves.
And something from the garden, I don't want
I'll
anything
to
do
with
happened.
You. My mom made dosas, and she made that potato filling that goes inside the dosa, and instead of putting curry leaves, she put lime leaves
and
by
I
mistake.
I hate lemongrass by affiliation.
Yeah.
Because lime, lemon, grass, leaves, they're all part of the same family.
Yes.
Where someone
so I'm,
from the
I'm not
lemon
allowed to cook with lemon grass.
Clan married someone from the grass clan. I hate all of them now.
Yeah.
So do I actually like lemongrass? I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. I haven't cooked with it in probably
years.
6 years or 7 years.
Okay, next question.
If your relationship had a theme song, what would it be?
A theme song for a relationship?
I have one.
You have one?
One of these things is not like the other one.
Is that a song? What is that song? You just made up a song? I'll make up a song also.
It's a song.
Who sings that? Like
I don't
Barney?
Know, like Ernie and Bert.
Ernie and Bert. Sesame Street, sing it. Ernie and Bert. That's what you're going with.
That's true. true.
I could pick any song and it'll be better.
Isn't it true?
No, I don't even know the song.
Okay, pick a song.
What's the Muppets song? Sing the song, and that's what you're going with, a Muppet song.
I think it's really appropriate.
Of course one is not like, that's obvious.
Okay, what you got?
I don't know any songs. Can you name a few? Sing some songs. I'll tell you which one. Name any Bill Weather song, my new favorite artist.
Oh. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
That's the none
it's
that
not
one.
Warm when she's away. Ain't no Lovely sunshine day. When she's gone. She's always gone too long.
Yeah, she just Anytime took off the other. You know how long she's gone? Away. I know. I know.
Okay, so do you have a song? I know how long
she's gone.
That describes us?
Okay, I didn't pick a good song. I like that one, though. Lovely Day.
Lovely Day. Lovely Day.
I love his lyrics. He picks one thing he likes. He just sticks with it for like 7, 8 minutes.
You just recently rediscovered Bill Withers. And yeah. You've been on Bill Withers radio.
But he catches one thing and he repeats it so much. And he does it.
He crushes it. It's amazing.
He's so good.
Yeah. All right, next question.
Okay. Who said I love you first?
It must have been you.
No, it must have been you.
Me?
You always, I still don't say it. I don't think I've said it to you yet. You cannot just throw those around. True. Those are words I'm saving for my deathbed.
You're going to wait until you're dying and then you're going to tell me you love me?
If I
know,
if I don't, I'll read you. I have a letter written upstairs that says just I-L-U, Ilu.
Oh my God. That's the song that should be our song. Ilu, Ilu. Ilu, Ilu.
Ilu, Ilu. Ilu, Ilu. Yeah, Ilu, Ilu. Yeah, that's what she's thinking. But she doesn't know she's thinking it. That means, what is this, Ilu, Ilu? Is that what you're thinking? Then that's the next lyric of the song.
Okay. It must have been me that said it then.
It must have. I don't remember. When did you say it?
Probably a long time.
I think you sent me a fax.
Maybe.
It said Ilu.
It must have been
you. It must have been you.
Yeah.
It was her.
Where was your first date?
No idea. Did we go on a date? I think...
I don't know.
Disneyland.
No. When we were married?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Didn't have permission to go on a date. You know how it is.
Yeah, we weren't allowed.
You have to first get married before you can go on a date. That's how it works.
It must have been like out to dinner.
To see the Titanic.
That was not a date.
No, I'm kidding. That was also what she was for.
Absolutely not a date.
I'm just saying random things.
A lot of people actually ask me over and over and over if that was when we were together, and we were not together when the Titanic came out.
Correct.
We were not together.
What is Sheena's love language?
Not touchy-touchy. Oh my God. The other ones. All the other ones. Money. Give me money.
That is so not true. That is your love language.
Oh, you look so nice. Money is my love language?
Like, just gifts? Give me cash.
No, it's not.
You always say, give me money.
Then why don't you do it if you think it's my love language?
It's not your love language.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Give me money.
Not give me money.
What's the fourth one?
That's not a thing.
Yeah. Giving you the street names of these drugs.
It's words of affirmation.
Words
physical
of, yeah.
touch.
I love you. Touch me. Give me money.
Acts of service. There's no give
service.
Me money.
Yeah, yeah. Go volunteer.
Acts that's of the service. Gifts. Physical touch. What's the last
There's
one?
There's no fifth one.
There's a fifth one.
It's all of them mixed.
No, it's not.
It's like touch me for money. That's a different one. That's a job. It's a different story.
There's another one.
Hers is acts of service and words of affirmation. Depends on whether she's had coffee or not.
Yeah. Handing me a cup of coffee while telling me how much you love me is like my ultimate best moment ever. Yours, it's physical touch. And it's not like, it's just... Like, even if I have my hand on his leg or my hand on his back, he loves it.
Yeah. Not only, but
yes. Love that.
Okay, next.
If you guys had to get a matching couples tattoo, what would you get?
Matching couples tattoo? Is that even a thing?
It is now.
Okay.
Maybe like rings, like your name.
Ooh.
On my...
Like Frodo's ring?
No.
Like from Lord of the Rings?
See, I've never even seen that, so...
So you'll think it's something I came up with?
No,
I won't. An elven script?
No, like if we had matching ring tattoos.
Skeletons?
No, we're what? Not. We're
what
not.
What would you put? Matching. What would you put?
Like your name, maybe, or the date of our wedding anniversary.
You want to tattoo the date of our wedding on your finger? What would I do? The matching?
Same.
Or like something else?
The same.
Oh, what if it's like a... No. You won't like this idea.
Which is what?
It's like in a... Imagine. Uh-huh. Try to imagine a world uh-huh. where you could only be with someone for a set period of time.
Uh-huh.
So the one, the tattoo gives you from the beginning to the end.
Oh, like a death date?
Yeah.
Like the death of our relationship.
Yeah. You get 10 years max. And then you shake hands, you say, this has been great.
Absolutely.
Then you move on to the next one. And you put a next
tattoo
matching.
That's why I'm never getting a matching tattoo with you. I actually saw a really beautiful tattoo the other day. It was like the fine ink tattoo, like the fine line tattoos. It was these little stars on her collarbone. I thought that was really pretty.
So you want to put stars on your collarbone?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't decided yet.
That's... I could do that.
You're going to put stars on your collarbone?
No, you put the stars. I'll put like Uranus here and Jupiter and Mars. We'll do a whole solar system thing.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is the most ridiculous thing Sheena owns that she refuses to throw away?
You don't have that many ridiculous things that you keep. I think you do a good job of throwing most of it away. You told me last time you kept a bunch of jeans from when you were 15 years old.
I told you he was going to say the jeans.
But I don't know if they're ridiculous. They're just jeans.
Yep.
It's not like you have a head of a deer in like the closet or something from a hunting trip. Like that stuff's ridiculous.
Yes, I do not have that.
You have anything ridiculous? I mean, it's ridiculous that you're keeping it. But now that Zara's almost the age you were when you had them, it's like becoming less ridiculous with every year that goes by.
Yeah. I have... decorations from Jay's like fifth birthday.
That's where these glasses came from. That's from his Willy Wonka party.
Yeah, from his Willy Wonka. I have those lollipops that I made. Remember, I made those massive lollipops. And for his car's birthday party.
Can we throw those away?
No, I haven't.
Those are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Give those away.
I want to.
Yeah, find a friend who wants these things. Can we give them to someone?
I would love to.
Leave in the comment if you want these things. We'll ship it to you. Mm. You have to spend $4,000 in shipping and handling.
Okay, Sheena, what is the first thing that Trid does in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning? I wake up and take care of the kids while my wife sleeps. I know what she's writing.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I pee. I give my wife a big kiss. Okay, then I go see my kids. Then I go pee. I pee, then I meditate. I try to do that.
Yeah. But you pee first.
Yeah. It's like part of the waking up process.
See?
But
that was the question.
I give you a kiss first before I leave the bed.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
She doesn't know because she's sleeping.
Because I'm still sleeping.
Is that the key to a successful marriage?
Sleeping through the affection your spouse gives you? I don't know. Ask her.
Yes.
I don't get any, so I don't know.
Yes. I think so. That's his way of showing that he loves. Like, that's his... He doesn't have to say the words, I love you.
It's all about balance. I don't say it, I show it. Mm-hmm. She says it, doesn't show it. Always throwing things at me. See? That is one of the secrets. Putting the joy of your partner ahead of your own joy. If you can actually do that, mm-hmm. and you both do that, mm-hmm. and you actually put your ego behind, yeah. and you yeah. try to push the other one's dreams and desires and joy ahead of your own, you're both happier because the joy is coming from someone else doing it for you.
I have another thing
but
to
it's
add
really
to
hard
that.
To do.
Yes, it is. Can I add to that?
Yeah.
The other big secret that I think we've gotten pretty good at understanding is people don't show love in the same way that they receive love.
That's why I keep kissing her in the morning and she keeps telling me how good I
look. So if you understand what a person's love language is and you can actually give them the love the way that they want to receive love, that's actually where you find like a beautiful balance.
So I give her money and she touches me.
Okay, what is Sheena's dream vacation?
Do I have to write it?
Already experienced or not yet experienced?
Not yet experienced.
Because her first dream vacation we already took.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was anywhere where your home is deserted on water, where mm-hmm. you have to kayak to get food. That was her dream.
What? I wanted to go to one of those like huts on the water.
So when you look down, there's a glass floor, there's fish and all swimming under.
Wait, you did that?
Yeah. We did. But what's amazing is when you want to leave the hut, you have to get in a boat to go back to the island. No. So that's very tiring. Okay, where are we going? Let's go get water. Okay, come. Let's
no,
come. Get in the kayak.
True.
You swimming or are you coming in the boat? Why are you thinking so hard? I already know your answer.
What is it?
She wants to go see the Aurora Borealis.
Yep, I was going to write Northern Lights. Yeah.
Wow.
From an igloo. Her vacations mean complete separation from any sanity. So just granola bars and a tent or an igloo. And then you look, you'll be like, wow, that's so nice. I'm hungry. Okay, let's get on the reindeer. Let's go back in town.
I like disconnection. I like when you're completely disconnected from other people, when it could just be like complete focus on each other. I like seeing really cool things. I said I like new experiences.
Well, what is Trid's dream vacation?
Oh, I know.
You do?
I think I know.
I'm very curious as to what you're going to say.
Your dream vacation is staying home with like...
Boo!
No.
Boo!
So what is
it? Staying home? What is the rest of the sentence? The second part is probably better than the first part.
Like, I don't think you want to be left alone.
You think I'm on vacation right now?
No.
What the is this? Sitting here wearing a hockey jersey in the basement.
With no agenda. Like no work, nobody.
I've been asking you guys for an agenda for 1 year now and still no agenda. So you think this is my vacation?
I think that you don't mind staying put. I think you like your home, but I think that you don't want like to have to do stuff. I think you don't want to have to work. I think you want to just be with your family with absolutely no work and nobody to check in with and no agenda.
What are you saying, man? You want me to take you to go sit in the mountains and look at the stars and look at the lights? You want me to take you to go floating in the places where you have to kayak for a pineapple for breakfast? And what's my return?
South Africa.
I get to sit at home.
South Africa.
Yes.
African safari.
Yes.
See the pyramids of Giza.
Yes.
Pyramids.
I've actually seen a lot of things, which is fun.
Yes.
But you're right. I don't have a set plan. I don't have a place I want to like go visit.
Yeah.
But it's not sitting in my own house.
Sorry.
Wearing my pajamas and sitting at home. Watching.
You're very happy doing that.
I am.
But
maybe
that's not
vacation.
Your dream vacation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. So where are you taking me?
I'll take you to South Africa. We're going to go do a South
so
Africa.
So far. Come on. If you're listening, if you're an airline company
listening.
We have
a lot of viewers and listeners in South Africa, in Cape Town.
Cape Town, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to visit.
Yep.
There's a difference between wanting to visit places and having it be a dream vacation.
Yeah.
I don't have a dream vacation, but I would love to visit a lot of these places.
Yes.
So back to my first point. Uh-huh. If you're working at an airline, you're a CMO listening, you want to take me around to your destinations, I cannot go.
Why?
My wife thinks I must sit at home.
Next question.
Last question.
I want you to each tell each other what your favorite thing about the other person is.
Your choice of spouse. Smack dab on the money.
Ditto.
My favorite thing about you is you're the same person irrespective of where we are or what we're doing. It doesn't matter if you're walking the red carpet or if you're walking to Target. The interactions you have with the people around you are not going to be changed. It's the same interaction. You're going to tell all of them to go f*** off. Doesn't matter where you are. Your answer?
That is so not true.
I mean, it's all true except maybe what you say.
My favorite thing about you is how you put everybody else first in this family.
What does that even mean?
It means that you really do light up when the people around you, when you put your ego aside and you raise them up, you build them up, you teach them something new, you help them through their struggles, you encourage them. Like, you light up because you put those people on a pedestal in front of you.
Is that not normal?
No.
Like, I don't actually know. This is more of a serious topic. Mm-hmm. I don't know many women, I don't know many men or women that think this way, but where I've seen it more from like other dads, but even contextualize like how they get, you know, more pride and joy when they see their kids thriving. Mm-hmm. I don't know my dream vacation. I know your dream vacation. I don't have things that I think of that, oh, if this happened, it would make me really happy. But when I see those things happening for you and the kids, mm-hmm. that makes me happy. Like, I think that actually makes me happier. Mm-hmm. I don't have my own things. I think I'm happier when I see those close to me getting their, like, happiness rewarded or hitting their goals. I don't know if that's a problem. Like, should I seek help to find my own happy things?
Absolutely.
Like, I really love gardening. I didn't know. Because I was too busy with my wife and my children's joy. But now that I found gardening, I hate everyone in my life. I just gardened. I don't know. Is that normal? Can people share their experiences? Yeah. Like, are there a lot of people out there who... Well, what would I do if I didn't have you and the kids? Would I just be miserable?
I think you'd
find... I'd find strangers. Things. I'd be like, hey, what makes you happy? Let me get my joy from you.
I think you'd find other things. But I think that you find things that bring you joy.
Like, but not as much joy. Like, I would rather see you accomplish your dreams than go to some event or something else for me. That would make me happier.
I don't know what the answer is, but I love that you're like that.
Maybe that's the key to a successful relationship.
Both of you prioritize one person.
Exactly.
Wow.
You don't prioritize yourself either.
No, I don't.
That's a big... That is the secret. We already shared it. You go out of your way to make the other person happy. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. And then if you're in a relationship where doing that doesn't feel right, you're in the wrong relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for many people to hear. But if the other person just takes and takes and doesn't give anything back, that's not a good match.
Nope. It's not.
Sign up for Trid's matchmaking below.
Please don't do that. On that note, happy Valentine's Day.
Are you going to sing a song?
You've got a way with me. Somehow you got me to believe in everything that I could be. I've got to say that you really got a way.
That was on point. We were just discussing that. Did you hear the words? I'm going to call Codrick now.
All right.
Oh, you forgot the rule.
What's the rule?
Rule number two of the Podstitution. Rule number three.
What's rule number three?
The endings have to always be abrupt.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.